So what day is it today? Today is Wednesday. So yesterday I mentioned a little bit about thinking about how I could shape and change the way that I do the show. So the first thought I had is, I said that I wanted to fit this recording into my daily routines. And I thought, maybe I need to make a specific time that I record. But also I want to capture some of the sights and sounds of Poland and share this on the show as well, like I've done before in a very, very rough way. So the first thought, it's the African accent coming through there. The first thought that I had is maybe to hit the road. The thing is, I've been a bit lax in exercising. So maybe I'll take on the challenge of waking up really early in the mornings, drop a coat because it's not that cold, and then take a walk and then record these outside in the environment, on my daily stroll. So the first thing that comes to mind, because I'm completely obsessed with technology, is how would I do that in a meaningful way? Because this little microphone that I've been using is not that great when it comes to recording voice, captures the environment. So would I look weird walking down the street with one of my beautiful microphones in hand? And yes, my wife actually bought me a Shure SM58 microphone for Christmas. And I'm wondering, maybe I could use that because it's a very special piece of equipment. But then what would I look like walking down the street recording audio? Does it really matter actually? Should I worry about what I look like? Would someone actually care? Would someone actually be awake? So I think the first thing is to think about maybe doing these recordings on a daily stroll. Of course, step one, I need to prepare better. So I've started making notes here and there, and I think I can really update that a bit, increase the sense that I'm talking about, sense that I'm making or trying to make. And then also walking outside might clear my head a little bit and give me space to talk. But then I need to find a way to record in a way that doesn't become distracting for the listener when they listen back. But then also thirdly, I also want to capture sights and sounds of Poland and of my family. So that is the thoughts I'm having. Would I be doing it this week? I'm not entirely sure. I have earmarked maybe next week as a start to prototype this. So let's do a prototype. So from next week, you'll see me outside early morning. My wife's probably going to think I'm insane because I don't do these things. I'll take early morning strolls from next week to see if I can record the audio. Yeah, that's my note for the day. So I think I'll take the plunge and just do some field recording today and see how it goes. Feeling fresh after a great haircut. Currently walking down Marszałkowska, one of the main arteries cutting through Warsaw. On my left-hand side, I can see the Palace of Culture, a big building that I urge you to look up if you haven't seen it before. Some people refer to it as the Stalin's gift. Back in the day, as part of the rebuilding efforts here in Warsaw, they offered, or Russia offered, to build something for Poland. And they had a few options. I think a metro was one. This complex with the Palace of Culture, and the politicians back then decided to build the Palace of Culture. And so it's kind of a love-hate thing. I actually love the Palace of Culture. I like coming here. It has good memories for me. It's one of the first buildings I saw when I got to Poland. And in fact, it's the reason, probably one of the reasons it brought me here, because the company who was doing the event that I was speaking at, that brought me to Poland in the first place, actually hosted the event in the Palace of Culture. So I got to speak on stage in one of the smaller galleries within the in this big complex. So fond memories indeed. Actually met my wife at the Palace of Culture. Well, actually really down the road at the park called the Wozenki Park, but then got to have a few drinks with a lovely lady, get to know her a little better at the Palace of Culture. So it always have a good memory for me. And then talking about culture and Poland in general, woke up last night, and I think this is probably going to happen a lot because I'm trying to keep this as raw and hopefully interesting as possible. I realized that I might have said something or created a context that is wrong. So yesterday I was talking about Polish drivers in general, and then I realized that to define Poland in one single way is a huge mistake. And I do that because when I speak to family, it's usually Vanner who lives in Poland, not Vanner who lives in Warsaw. And then it's easier to make broader statements like Polish people do this or Polish people do that. However, when I thought back about what I was saying yesterday,
about Polish drivers, I also realized that, you know, that's not entirely true, because Poland's quite big, and Warsaw is, yes, it's kind of in the center of Poland, and it's an economic hub. A lot of things happen here, but there's a huge rural entity connected to the outskirts of Poland, where people have different quality of life. You have farming communities, you have other cities, sizable cities like Krakow and Wrocław and Poznan and Gdansk in the north, in fact. And so you can't entirely generalize Poland as, hey, this is Poland. My wife also told me that there's different dialects of Polish. So when she goes to the south, people speak Polish differently there. So I just wanted to bring that up, because I kind of realized my own ignorance in the statements I made yesterday. However, the statements I made does hold true for Polish drivers that are crazy here in Warsaw. So when you hit the roads here, be aware, they are aggressive drivers. I'll stand by that. So yeah, good, nice, fresh walk, not too cold, and heading towards my metro stop so I can jump on the bus and get home and brew up a fresh cup of coffee. I think that's what this day needs.